Podcast Report, episode number 20. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Podcast Report. Cliff Ravenscraft here from PodcastAnswerMan.com and your host for this show. The podcast that is devoted to the podcasting track of New Media Expo. That's right, we give you a behind-the-scenes look of what's going on coming up for the podcasting track of the conference. And along with me once again is my wonderful co-host, Megan Enlow. Megan, how's it going today?
It is going great. How are you, Cliff?
I have never been better, and I'll tell you what, it just gets better every single day. And I am, you know, provided that we have made it past December 21st and anybody's actually listening to this episode, I'm so looking forward to New Media Expo.
I am very confident we are going to make it past the 21st.
I am as well.
Not a problem.
Yeah, but we're actually recording this one week and one day earlier, because for me, I'm taking the whole Christmas week off. I'm not doing any kind of new media production work. So that's why we're here today. And you have a special guest that we're going to get to in just a little bit. But before we do, you have some information, some updates about the Podcast Pavilion. And I know we originally gave some thoughts about what it was going to be like, but things have changed a little.
Yeah, they've changed a little bit, but I wanted to focus on the fantastic speakers that we're going to have coming doing their shows on the expo floor. We've got the LinkedIn Diva, we have Mommy Loves Tech, the American Music Show, The Other Side of Life. You can see it's a real mix of different types of podcasters that are going to be there. We've got the Entertainment Law Update, we have the Barrist Podcast, and your website engineer. So we've got, you know, a lot of fun stuff, and then, you know, some tech stuff. We also have, I'm so excited, Once Upon a Time is coming back that weekend. It's going to, they're returning to the TV, and we've got the Once Upon a Time podcast with your friend Daniel J. Lewis, who's going to be doing a show. So lots of different things, different types of podcasters that are going to be there. So I'm very excited about it. I am still filling slots at this point. I have a few, by the time this airs, probably very few, if any, left, but at this point I am filling some slots, so hit me up on Twitter, or we'll have the link in the show notes for this episode. I also wanted to do a little call out for ladies. I am short on ladies, and Rob Walsh wrote a wonderful blog post where he said, "Where are all the women in podcasting?" He wrote that for the Libsyn blog. You can see it there. And I have the same question. Where are all the ladies? I need you to represent. So ladies, talk to me. I'm NMX Podcast on Twitter, or hit the show notes for this episode. And I want to see the ladies. I'm fine with you gentlemen. I want you guys to, but I want to see those ladies out there.
Excellent. I happen to know a few female podcasters that'll be there. So Karen Hoag, I know, is going to be there. Jen Swanson, she's the communication diva. I know Callie Lewis is planning on being there. And Jamie Tardy from The Eventual Millionaire is going to be there. There's plenty of ladies there. So if you guys are listening to me, contact Megan. Let her know that you want to be on the Podcast Pavilion.
Absolutely.
And, it's going to be awesome. And of course, anybody listening, if you're a podcaster, contact her. See if there's any open spaces. Where do they go to do that one more time?
You can hit me up at NMX Podcast on Twitter. We're going to have the link in the show notes if they just want to go straight to the form they need to fill out. And don't be intimidated by it. It does ask for a lot of things, but just fill it out as much as you can, and it'll come off to me, and I'll see if I can get you a spot. And even if we do fill up, I want to make it clear that I am still going to be taking names, because I expect people to have last minute changes in plans, and I don't want the area to be left empty. So you know, I am going to start a waiting list of people that will be able to jump in if somebody has a change of plans and can't make it.
Excellent.
So it's never too late.
Wonderful. So who do we have on the line with us today? As if I don't know.
As if you don't know. We have got Leslie Samuel from Become a Blogger.
Leslie Samuel, he is a longtime friend of mine. Leslie, I am so glad to have you on the Podcast Report, my friend.
Hey, I'm so glad to be here, man. This is awesome.
This will be your second time speaking at New Media Expo. Actually, I guess before it was Blog World NYC, But or had you been to an you hadn't been to any of the conferences before that, right?
No, that was my first time there, and I was on a panel discussion, but it was just awesome. I'm excited about New Media Expo. I don't know about you guys, but I really am.
Oh, I cannot even contain how excited I am. I mean, there's some big things happening. I mean, Leo Laporte's coming for one.
Yes, indeed.
The podcast awards are going to be there. I happen to have 17 members of the podcast mastermind are coming.
Awesome.
And it is, oh my gosh, it is just going to be out of this world. I can't contain myself. And not to mention, now you're not in a panel this time. You've got your own solo session. Am I correct about that?
That is correct.
So first of all, Leslie, give us a little backstory about how you got into this online world, because I think this is so inspirational.
All right. Well, I'll try to keep it short because there's so many different aspects to it. I was teaching at a high school, teaching science and math. And, you know, I was just online looking for things to do. And somehow I started to, you know, look into internet marketing and online business and all that stuff. Eventually, I found out about blogging. It looked amazing. I really enjoyed the blogs that I had been reading up to that point. So I decided to start my own blog. At the time, it was dealing with something called freebie trading. Not going to go into all those details, but I kind of got my feet wet in this blogging thing. And I saw how powerful it was for just getting your message out there, for helping people to accomplish their goals and all of that kind of stuff. And as I mentioned, I was a high school teacher and I always wanted to be a university professor. Always wanted to be one, but I didn't want to go through the PhD and the research and all that kind of stuff. So I decided, while I'm a high school biology teacher, even though I wasn't qualified, I was going to start to teach university level biology online. So I started my blog and I started putting videos. I started getting people watching them, and you know, it started exploding. Now it's doing about 56,000 unique visitors a month. And you know, it's amazing to be able to sit in one little room, create a video, create a podcast, create a blog post and put it online and have it affect so many people all around the world. So I do that for biology. I have a blog about blogging, becomeablogger.com. And, you know, I'm just having a blast because my philosophy is that by creating valuable content, we can inspire others and even change the world. So, you know, this, I just get excited every time I talk about it. But yeah, that's kind of like a brief intro as to how I got into all this stuff.
I get excited when you talk about it.
So do I. I think it's wonderful that you, clearly you are a teacher, and that's why, you know, I don't mean teacher as in your job. You are a teacher. That is who you are as a person, because mm-hmm. you love getting out there. You mentioned the university that led to that getting online and showing that you knew your stuff. That led to, you know, something in the university, didn't it?
It did. As I said, I wasn't qualified, no PhD, anything of that sort. But a job opening came up at the university that I attended when I went to university, and I applied. They wouldn't even consider me. So I went and I met with the chair and I showed him what I was doing online. And when he saw it, he was like, whoa, this is amazing. I'm going to make sure that you at least get an interview. To make a long story short, now I have my dream job. I am teaching at a university, not because I have a PhD or I'm qualified or anything of that sort. But, well, I guess you can say I am qualified because I demonstrated my qualifications online by creating a blog, by creating content, by putting stuff out there that's helping people. And it has opened up so many opportunities for me that it's just exciting.
That is what
I think. That's one. Sorry, Cliff. I get really excited about that because I hear people all the time saying, oh, you know, there isn't any real money in podcasting. You know, you can't make money in new media. And I look at people like you and say, well, you know, you have made money through new media by getting your dream job. So your dream job may have nothing to do with new media, but you got it because you proved yourself. You showed that you were a subject matter expert in your field. And I think that is fantastic.
And not only that, but I also want to add, you know, people say that you can't make money doing this new media stuff, but what I'm doing online is also making money. It's making it's making more than I make on my job. So the potential is there for building a business, definitely. But what I love is you can build a business that can help people. It's not about, you know, just teaching people to make money and all that kind of stuff. No, you're actually making a difference with what you're doing online. And if you really think about it, with the tools that we have today, it's making it so that anyone can get online and create content that can inspire others and change the world.
I could not agree with you more, Leslie. And let me tell you, I, as a consultant and somebody who teaches people how to create a podcast, I'm oftentimes approached by people say, Cliff, I need you to help me launch a podcast because I need it to be the source, of, the main source of my income within the next 6 months. And I'm like, I don't know about that. I totally believe in the ability for these online efforts to provide a source of income. However, I rarely see any kind of quick, you know, approach to it. Yeah, you can come up with some formulas and stuff like that. But here's what I find is that people who go into new media for the purpose of generating income, they're not typically as successful long term as some of the other folks like yourself, where you actually have a desire to help people, a desire to serve people. When you created your online biology site, did you create that for financial gain, or were you creating that because you had a passion for biology and, you know what, sure, I got a job, I'm paying the bills with this high school teaching stuff, but wasn't it your passion for wanting to teach university level biology that got you in there? Or did you, or correct me if I'm wrong, did you go into it because, I think I might be able to create this biology stuff for university and make some money too?
You know, that's the beautiful thing about it, because yes, I am super passionate about this biology stuff and about helping people and all that kind of stuff. But from the beginning, I also had in mind, I had a clear path as to where I wanted to be. And I did want it to be something that can make money on the side and even make more money than I'm making at my job. So I had this viewpoint of, you know, I want to help people and I want to build a business. Because, you know, when it comes to job security and all that kind of stuff, a lot of people think, you know, you go to university, you get a job and you're going to be secure because you have a good job. I don't ascribe to that. And I don't like to have, I don't want to be fully dependent on my job, so that if something were to happen, and I've seen things happen to members of my family, to friends, where they lose their jobs unexpectedly, I want to make sure that I have something that can help my family out. So the beautiful thing is that you can have them both. Now, I'm the same with you. Whenever I have someone that comes to me and say, hey, I want to start a blog because I want to make money. I want to make this amount by this amount, by this time and all that stuff. I always take a step back and I'm always wary of that type of approach. And I think there needs to be a mindset change. I want to provide value. And if I provide enough value to the right people, enough, then I can also have something that will pay me, that will create an income for me. So I think you can have both of them if you do it the right way.
Yeah, I see where you're going with that. And you're right. The one thing that I think you and I both have, and the successful people that I've seen going at this, are that it is this desire to serve people, to help people. And I guess it's the ones that I add on. It's not just the fact that they come into it and say, how do I make a living doing this within the next X amount out of months? Mm-hmm. But it's also the same people when I actually say, okay, well, let me tell you how I did it. And when you start talking about answering every email, or, you know, engaging with people on Twitter and building relationships, it's like, okay, hold on. How can I do that where I can just produce the episodes, put them out there, and everybody just madly follows everything that I do and they buy every product I put out?
You know, that's the thing. People don't realize that this is a business. And if you're building a business, it's going to take work. It's going to take effort. It's going to take energy. I mean, the amount of time that I put into building what I have today, it is absolutely ridiculous.
It is.
Especially in the beginning, until I started putting systems in place and so on. And I was just trying to get to know how to do all these different things. It took so much time, so much effort. But you know what? When you look in your email inbox and you see that you're getting emails every single day from people telling you how this is changing their lives, it gives you that motivation to continue doing what you're doing and continue building what you're building so that you can continue to change the world.
Absolutely. How long was it, Leslie, before from the time you launched your biology blog with the intent of serving people, but also making some money on the side, eventually working up to where it'll pay you as much, if not more, than your day job? How long would you say it was before the income equaled your day job income?
That is a good question. I started a biology blog really in January of 2011. Then I tested out monetization in, I think it was August or September of that same year. And it started making, a few hundred dollars. By the January or February of the next year, which would be this year, it was around equaling my day job. So it took about a year, maybe a year and a month, for it to reach to that point.
Right. And for me, the key ingredient here is you went into this with a strategy, you developed some systems. You're better at systems than I am. I'm still working 14 to 16 hours a day. Mm. I have great systems, but I'm a control freak. As you well know now.
I know. The difference between you and I, one of the differences between you and I is when it comes to time, I cannot afford to spend that amount of time because I have a day job, I have a family and all that kind of stuff, but my day job takes a significant amount of time. So I needed to, if my blog was to get anywhere, I needed to have systems in place and people in place to do the things that are going to help my blog to grow and my business to grow so that I don't have to do it all. So it was more out of necessity than anything else.
Well, Leslie, I think we've given enough of a teaser as to just the valuable information that you would bring to anybody who came and had a conversation with you one-on-one at New Media Expo, which I hope some folks listening will seek you out and just ask you some additional questions. I happen to know you're the type of person who would gladly stop in the hallway and answer anybody's questions if they came up to you.
Most definitely.
Tell me about the session that you're going to be doing at New Media Expo. What's the title of it and what are you covering?
The session is how to podcast like a pro and never edit. Here's the thing. I love podcasting. You actually got me into podcasting and I enjoy it because you get to communicate with your audience to me on a different level. My audience loves it. I love doing it. And it's just really a good way to engage your community. Now, here's the thing. I have a full-time job. I have a lot of things going on in my life. My wife and I just had our first child, and we're so excited about that. I do not have the time to, record a podcast, go in and then add music after the fact and edit and copy here and paste and all these different things before uploading. I don't have the time to do it. So I had to come up with a system to make it much more efficient so that if I am recording a 30-minute episode, it takes me about 35 minutes from beginning to posting it and it's up and ready to go. And there's some systems that I've put in place. There's some equipment that I use to make that all possible so that I can get a podcast out there in relatively a relatively little amount of time, because that's what I've had to do. And I'm going to be sharing exactly how I do that.
That is awesome. And it's how to record a podcast like a pro without ever having to edit. And of course, that's exactly what we do with the podcast report. Megan will tell you, I don't do any editing.
Yes, I will tell you that. He doesn't do any editing, no matter how hard I beg.
No, we hit the record button. I start talking, play some music, do the intro. We make a mistake. We say something funny. Well, it's all right. We'll fix that and asking people for apologies later.
Yeah, you don't fix in post, I know.
No, it's all good stuff.
It is.
Well, I'll tell you, what else are you looking forward to? You asked me what I'm looking forward to or how excited I was. What are you most looking forward to with New Media Expo this year?
When it comes to New Media Expo, for me, the best part, I mean, the sessions are great. You get to learn a whole bunch of things. But what I love is number one, meeting new people, meeting new like-minded individuals, other bloggers from all over the world. That to me is just awesome because, you know, you're a blogger, you're or a podcaster, and you're at home, you're in this little room and you're communicating with your audience, but there's no not as much face-to-face contact. And there's something about meeting in person that helps you to take relationships to the next level. That's one thing I'm looking forward to, meeting new people. But also, since I was at the last Blog World, there were a number of people that I've met that I've kept in contact with, and I consider them to be my close friends now. And to be able to connect with them again and to hang out and to just, you know, go out and have a good time and just have fun. That is going to be my favorite part of New Media Expo. I'm also looking forward to meeting Leo Laporte because he actually played a role in getting my biology blog the way the amount of traffic that it has today. I called into his show once. He was so excited about it that he just mentioned it, and so many people came to the blog that it crashed the server multiple times. So I just want to be able to see him and tell him thank you. I'm looking forward to doing that also.
Thank you, Leo, for crashing my server.
Oh yeah.
You can crash my server anytime.
Exactly.
I love it. Well, I'll tell you, Megan, we have some additional things, some notes here at the end that we want to share with our audience, some important details. What do you got for us?
Just that the expo is coming up, New Media Expo, January 6th, 7th, and 8th. It's going to be in Vegas. So come on out. We've got discounts on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/New Media Expo. If you are a finalist for the podcast awards, you can get 50% off for your pass. If you are a nominee, that means if anybody nominated you, so if you nominated yourself, you can get 30% off. So hit me up on Twitter, NMX Podcast for that. And let's see, what else do we have? Our site is NMX Live. So come on down. See you in Vegas.
Absolutely. And of course, you'll get an opportunity to see Leslie and his session and have an opportunity to talk with him and have these meetings with people that you've only known online. It's going to be awesome. And I am starting the music. Folks, I hope that you had a great Christmas. I hope that you have a happy new year. I hope that the world did not end and you're hearing our voice right now. And I look forward to seeing you all in Vegas. Leslie, thank you for coming on the show today, my friend.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Happy New Year's, my friend.
Same to you guys.
Megan, thank you for everything. Until next time, what do we need?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That sounds great. Anyway, we'll see you at New Media Expo. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.